can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to Week 15 of the FanDuel Manual. I am your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes.
What's up?
And Chris Cowan.
Hey, everyone.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on Facebook at the FanDuel Manual page or on Twitter at FanDuel Manual. Gentlemen, last week we had two good games for our favorite teams. And I don't know. This week, I'm looking forward to the San Diego-Denver game.
It's going to be good. I think the Miami-New England game will be good, too.
I mean, Miami already beat us this year.
They're desperate, too. Hungry.
They're desperate to stay alive for the wild card. And at the same time, if we win this, we win the division. So that's kind of a cool thing to play for.
Yeah, we're both in the same spot. If we win this week, we win the division as well. I don't think it's 100% because we're so awesome. I think our divisions are not that great, but at least we're not like New Orleans, Atlanta, terrible battle. That's craziness.
Mm-hmm. That is insane. How about Atlanta? You guys hear this kind of a unique stat. They can win the division and also lock in a top 10 draft pick at the same time.
That's the way stupid. To do it. That's the way to do it.
That would be like...
They know something we don't.
If Indianapolis was like, we made the playoffs and we're getting Luck next year.
Well, no. He went number one. But you can still get, you can get someone good. You can get someone good. So what I would say is on FanDuel... in fantasy football in general, this last week, besides that Monday night game, there was a lot of lower scores compared to the weekend before. The weekend before, the team that won the 250,000 had something like 260 points, where this week the highest score was around 200. So it was a little more tame. If you did have some of those Monday night people, of course, you did really well. The person that won the 250,000 had... they only had 108 going into that last night, and
remind me.
They had Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Lacy, and they ended up winning $250,000. Crazy!
Man,
that's amazing.
Uh-huh. I was in my first week of the playoffs. I had such a sweet team. Like through the season, I picked up C.J. Anderson and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, those guys did great.
Had Le'Veon Bell. Had Peyton Manning. My team was fucking awesome. And Peyton Manning scored 6 points. Le'Veon Bell went crazy. Odell Beckham Jr. went crazy. I was up probably 70 points. I was up a little over 70 points when I went to bed. And I was like, it's over. I'm going to the second round of the playoffs. They had Julio Jones, Eddie Lacy, and the kicker. And I had the kicker for Atlanta. And there was a play that Atlanta went for it on fourth. Like, I don't know, it was like fourth and goal on the 5. And they decided to go for it instead of kick the field goal. I was like, it's fine. I woke up and I lost by 1 point somehow.
Yeah. You usually have to
go
for it when you're losing by 2 touchdowns.
That was in the first quarter.
Oh. Tough break, man.
All right, I have a funny little story for my year-long fantasy league. I think the leagues that we do, the podcast, the FanDuel, the DraftKings, those are going to rule out year-long fantasy leagues within 5 years, almost like completely, I think. But anyways, so one of my old school leagues, I had to win my game to make the playoffs, but I also had to have another team win to make the playoffs. So going into Monday night, I had already won my game, and I was up 200 points on this other team. So if they lost and I won, I make the playoffs. So long story short, I need Mason Crosby to score 12 points or 11 points, whatever it was, for this other random team to beat this other guy. And it was going to be hard to do. He needed, I think, 7 points in the second half. And sure enough, Green Bay scores. He's going to score the winning point for me to move on. He misses the extra point.
Got blocked, didn't it?
And my body goes completely numb. Yeah, it got blocked.
It got blocked. That's crazy.
I was tied. I was like, all right, just one more point. Green Bay's going to score one more point.
Yeah.
Because they're Green Bay. And they blocked it. And I was at Chili's, and I just, like, screamed like a little bitch and, like, put my hands in the air, like, what happened?
Oh, my God.
And sure enough, I'm driving home, and he nails, like, a 53-yarder, and I won.
Oh,
but, nice.
What an emotional roller coaster that was.
I thought you were going to say that, especially on the last play of the game, they just downed it. They didn't kick it again, and you weren't going to get that point. But, you won. No biggie.
Yeah, it was easy.
That's awesome.
I'm actually glad that I went to sleep for that. I woke up, and I was like, all right, I wonder who I'm playing in the playoffs. And I couldn't – I was like, this isn't – wait a minute. You know when it, like, refreshes?
Yeah, you're like, come on.
Like, up by 40. Refresh. Down by one. No, it'll refresh again. It's got to refresh again.
Yeah. I just dream of one day, like, you're watching that Monday night game, and all of a sudden you see your name at the top, like,
on FanDuel.
Oh, shit.
I want to see that big time, yeah.
Oh, it'd be so
You've
fun.
Had a couple big wins. My brother, Kyle, did one where he was, like, it was one of those, like, $200 leagues.
Yeah.
And he was in the top, like, I don't know. It was he...
Top 100 or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, he, like, got $2,000 or something like that.
I know. But the difference between... Really? The difference... Yeah. I've gotten $1,500 and the difference between the $1,500 team and the $250,000 team is only, like, 8 to 10 points.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 points.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you're right there. Like, I had 100 and I believe... I think I had 170, and I had Josh Gordon and Gates got like 2 and 5. But if they would have done 20 apiece, I would have been right there.
Sucks. Yeah, I think I've fallen into the Josh Gordon trap. They're saying he is completely out of shape.
Really?
He's not. He's like regressing as opposed to getting better right now.
Smoke a lot of weed,
that
man.
Sucks.
That shit happens.
No way. That's not
I'd
real.
Still take him on my team.
Yeah, I would love to have Josh Gordon, but we love...
What's not real?
That scares me, because I have Josh Gordon on my team this week.
Let's get into those teams, man.
Well, like I said at the beginning, you can go on Facebook, you can download the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is nasty. It basically collects all the... I mean, anyone who's listened to this knows. It's all the experts... selections, like their projections for all the positions. We compile it into one place, put it against the FanDuel cost, and tell you where's the biggest bang for the buck. So this week, we're talking about all the games. We're recording this on Thursday, so the Rams-Arizona game, those players are out. But
thank God.
Thankfully.
The spreadsheet also takes into account things like if they're playing a defense that's soft against quarterbacks or tough against quarterbacks, if the over-under is above 50, you know, there's things like that. So this week for quarterback, the top projected point scorers are Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Jay Cutler. Not really a big surprise, but when you adjust for best points per dollar value, it's Matt Ryan, Jay Cutler, and Derek Anderson. Doug and I talked about this a little bit before we started recording, and I think we both went with Derek Anderson this week. With Cam Newton out, Derek Anderson costs $5,000. He's a guaranteed starter. He's playing against Tampa Bay. There's still playoff implications. It's an incredible value for a starting quarterback on that team right now.
Yeah, I also went with Derek Anderson. Like, obviously, if you were in your regular fantasy football league, you would never start Derek Anderson in the playoffs. But for 5,000 in FanDuel, he's half of Manning or Luck. So, you know, especially the way Manning's been playing, I would.
Literally, he's half of what those men are.
But, I mean, Rodgers is playing at Buffalo. It'd be a little tougher matchup. Andrew Luck has a really good matchup. But for 10,000 compared to 5,000, I think Anderson, Carolina played very well last week. They'll rally around him. And I think, you know, you just hope for 5,000 he gets around 20 points and it's a good deal.
20 points. Yeah, he could get if he gets
guys.
Between 15 and 20. Like, it's that you made your money off that $5,000 spend. Plus, it frees up so much. Like, I was working with Peyton Manning earlier in my team, and it's just like I got him for less than half the cost. Chris, who'd you go with?
I went a little bit lower, but not crazy low like you guys. I took Sanchez at 7,500. He's playing home against Dallas. He had a pretty bad week last week. Only had under 100 yards passing against Seattle. Part of that is, in my opinion, attributed to time of possession. Seattle had the ball for over 40 minutes, so I don't want to read too much into his low point totals. I think he's playing against a team that he already did very well against on Thanksgiving night, and that was at Dallas. So it's a huge game with division implications. It's the Sunday night game. It's, again, at Philadelphia. He's already proven he can beat up on that Dallas defense that I think maybe is getting a little too much hype based on how they looked early in the year. And he's 7,500, so with the guys that are kind of around him, I thought Eli might be a good value too, especially the way he's clicking with Beckham right now. He's also 7,500. But Sanchez at home in a big spot against a defense that isn't even close to as good as Seattle's. I thought it was good value at 7,500.
Yep.
What do you guys think about Johnny Manziel this week?
I wouldn't touch him.
No way.
He's going to scramble. He's going to get yards on the ground.
He's going to get killed, possibly.
Nah. He's got an arm.
He's going to, you know how like young QBs that are runners, they, until they get destroyed on one of these plays, they do think that they can run around like it's college. And even that touchdown play that he scored a couple weeks ago, that reminds me of so many plays where Vic or somebody did the exact thing and their ribs all broke into a million pieces. Like, I don't know. I don't think college players understand that these guys are just as fast as him, but way bigger and stronger.
Either way, he's 6,700 and Derek Anderson's 5,000. Like,
yeah, I'd rather go that.
I have a prediction and a comment, Brendan, if you don't mind. Prediction, you will see Brian Hoyer play in this game. And my comment is that, pretty much. And my comment is that Johnny Manziel is a little fucking bitch.
Gotcha.
Take that to the bank, FanDuelers.
Gotcha.
Why do you hate Johnny Manziel? Gotcha, sucker.
I think he's going to be really shitty.
I don't think you speak for everyone on this podcast.
That's fine. You could put up your poster. That's fine. I just don't think he's going to be very good.
I don't know. I think he's going to he's better. I mean, he's not going to be worse than Brian Hoyer.
Nobody would be.
Well, I think actually, I'll tell you what. I think the fact that he's mobile will open up the running game. I looked at Crowell. I don't have him on my team, but I did at one point. When I was spending on Peyton Manning, because of the fact that he's mobile and teams have to, like Cincinnati's going to have to worry about that, it does open up the running game a little
why
bit.
Why is his mobility open up the running game? When you're a mobile quarterback, you're a runner. So I don't know. It doesn't stretch out the field or anything. I don't think it helps the running game very much.
I think it actually hurts it because they're going to blitz him and play very close to the line. They're gonna make Manziel throw it.
That's what I'm saying. They put a spy on him. That's a person that you basically neutralized on the defense because they have a spy on Manziel.
But as soon as he hands it off, he goes and gets the guy with the ball.
No, that's the whole thing about a spy. Like, if you do the read option and he hands it off, there's a guy who's taken out of the play as soon as Manziel starts running to the left.
The read option definitely is good for running backs. However, the difference is like Tebow running it, where it's like another running back compared
Tebow also always wanted it. I'm sure Manziel might be that way too. I didn't take Manziel, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets in the end zone again on his feet.
I just hate the way that he does that money thing. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in college, and even more especially in the pros, to do that money thing. Like, what is he doing? What is he even talking about anymore?
You guys, you need to take out your emotions of this, all right?
No.
Help people win money.
The defense will do it for us.
Quarterbacks.
He's gonna get killed, man.
I don't think he needs any help getting hatred from haters.
Oh, he has such a tough life.
Haters are going to hate, guys.
All right.
Shake it off.
Whatever. So you're going to go with, you would take Manziel this week?
He's going to win.
No, I'd take Derek Anderson for sure.
He's going to win 14-10. And he's going to go get
junior. Anderson is $1,700 less and away.
Do you think they're going to win, Chris?
More solid play.
Do you think
Cleveland could easily win that game? I still think he'll get hurt, but I think Cleveland could win that game 14-10 or something like that because their defense is playing lights out right now.
Yeah, Cleveland's D is good.
Cleveland's D is nasty.
Dalton is terrible on the road. I think they have a good chance of keeping him in it.
They owned Dalton last time too.
Any other quarterbacks that are worth mentioning? I mean, if you can afford it, Peyton Manning or even
Johnny Manziel
this week.
Maybe
now you're back.
Maybe Cutler. So risky. I hate it. But
what about Kaepernick, Doug?
Oh, I forgot about that dude. That guy's dead to me.
One more chance.
Oh no way. Oh my god, he made the Raiders look so good. First play of the game, I was like, well, there goes that. This is gonna be fun. But he is the wheels have come off, huh? I always said that him, and I also did, so I'm not going to take full credit for this, but I said him and Wilson, like, they throw into double coverage. They do wild throws, but it's not true for Wilson, but it's still very true for Kaepernick. When he throws it, he's trying to do a fastball into everything and doesn't understand really what he's supposed to do.
It's like, when you play Golden Tee and you're like, oh, I can hook it around that tree and ping it off that pyramid. Chris, you know what I'm talking about, right? And then
absolutely, yeah. Golden
and then just roll it onto the green. It's like, yeah, that does work maybe in a video game, but this is not a video game. It's not like that at all.
He's lost all confidence. It's terrible to watch.
Ball.
Do you think he will be the starting quarterback next year?
Yeah.
Who?
Kaepernick?
If that coach is still there.
He probably will not
be. He will not be there. Man. Harbaugh is gone.
He's going to be traded to the Raiders, apparently, according to you guys.
Is. He is.
He is.
That's not a thing.
Did it happen before?
Yeah.
Let's talk about running backs.
Let's do
before
it.
Before you guys get in your conspiracy theories.
Quick update.
On the Rams-Cardinals game for all you fantasy football players out there. It's 12-6 now.
Oh, well, for everyone listening to this on Saturday morning.
12-6.
Well,
both
keeping it
all the two games that were under the 52 point for over under were all NFC West games. It was the Seattle, San Francisco, and then the St. Louis, Arizona. Their defenses are so good in that division.
Under 42?
Under 52. Or 42, yeah, sorry.
No, the Oakland, Kansas City.
Oh.
San Francisco, Seattle, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, for running backs, the top projected point scorers are going to be Matt Forte, Le'Veon Bell, and DeMarco Murray. If you look at best value, like, holy cow, Steven Jackson is only, this must be a mistake. $3,800 for Steven Jackson.
That must be a mistake on that.
It's Steven Jackson, Alfred Morris, and then Matt Forte. Let's just say Fred Jackson because I feel like that might be a little off.
Yeah.
I am going to say mine first because I want to go get another beer while you guys talk about yours. I went with – so this year, if you've been following my picks, which you should – I've been going with Ahmad Bradshaw a lot for the Colts. Well, Ahmad Bradshaw suffered a devastating injury, and we all know that Trent Richardson sucks. Dan Heron has sort of taken that role. He's just kind of getting going here. I don't think I said that right, but he's just getting going a little bit. And he's their pass option. Like, they're not really going – like, Trent Richardson's sort of the pounding the ball and still not doing a great job at it. So I went with Dan Heron at 6,300 against Houston. They're at home. So Ahmad Bradshaw was killing it in terms of reception, touchdowns, receiving yards, just targets and everything. And I think he's going to fill that role, and he's going to get more of a load as as they trust him more. My next person that I went with was Joik Bell. Joik Bell is at home against Minnesota, which is a great matchup for him. He is coming off two fantastic performances. I know that Reggie Bush is back, but it really hasn't really affected his production at all. He's a little more, but for 7,500, I still feel like, I mean, he's coming like back to back over 20 point weeks. I feel pretty comfortable with Joik Bell.
So you have that Anderson and those two. I can't wait to hear your receivers. They got to be unbelievable.
That's what I was thinking.
I know, but your Josh Gordon thing threw me off.
Oh, well, you're screwed. Chris, who you got? Go make a drink. Go make a drink and let the men talk.
Le'Veon Bell, 9,600. Don't have to say a lot about that, I don't think.
No.
But that guy is on fire. He's running so well, and he's going against an Atlanta team that gives up a ton of rushing touchdowns. I think it's pretty much as close to a guarantee for point production as you can get. The only thing is you just have to bite the bullet with that cost. He's 9,600.
Yep.
So you have to have a couple other lower value guys in mind. But that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. My next one is I went back and forth with two guys. They were both the same value. I went back and forth between LeGarrette Blount and Latavius Murray. The reason I went with Blount is because the Raiders are so bad on the road that they could, in my opinion, just be so smothered and so terrible like they were at the Rams a few weeks ago that Murray might not even be a factor. He might not even be given a chance to be a factor.
Yeah.
The counter argument there is, once again, with the Patriots, you never know who their bell cow is going to be. But if last week is any indication, it's going to be LeGarrette Blount. He is at home against a Miami team whose defense is not playing as well as they were early in the year. So it's a gamble either way, I think. But Blount is 6,500. As is Murray, but I think that Blount could get, 18 to 20 carries or so, and I'm hoping for 80 yards and a touch out of that one.
I'm surprised that you still have confidence in choosing a New England running back. Like, aren't you afraid that Blount may not even get a carry?
Not anymore. I think a few weeks ago was as cloudy as it could possibly be because that Jonas Gray 4 touchdown thing, but. Yeah. Now that we've seen a few more weeks play out, it's kind of – Vereen is what he is. He's not a guy that Belichick wants to make like his primary,
yeah.
You head into the playoffs, your primary ball carrier. He's a third down guy. Then it really comes down to Gray and Blount. And
I like the way Blount runs,
and Blount gets the carries.
He runs
he's always
tough.
Falling forward. Like,
Yeah, he gets yards after contact. Like, it's one of those guys where when he hits, it's like – instead of just going down, he's still going to drive through and get like a couple, like at least one extra yard, even if there's three guys on him. It just he runs tough. I like Blount this week.
He has to be so fucking happy that he's back on New England. Oh, what a great break for that guy, huh?
So weird how that happened.
I know. And right away, he's now a starter again. Like, that Gray guy blew it on that alarm clock thing bad.
Alarm clock thing?
That's crazy. He's a clown.
He had that crazy week, and then he missed his – was late to practice and never really played again. He's like the Tim Tebow of
– Party too much?
Of Patriot running backs.
He's going – like Tim Tebow. He's going to hell.
So
– Doug, who's your running backs?
I spent some big money this week. I did Le'Veon Bell as well, I think. Just everything like you said. At Atlanta, who gave up so much to Lacy, and he also catches – a ton of passes out of the back, which Lacy doesn't even really do. So on top of being able to run on him, he's going to catch those passes out of the back. Mm-hmm. Just had to bite the bullet on that one. And then Matt Forte for 9,000 as well.
Jeez.
New Orleans.
Whoa.
New Orleans in Chicago. New Orleans, this is going to be the week. Maybe they put up a fight, or maybe they just lay down and it's over. But either way, even when New Orleans crush the Steelers in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh still got their numbers. And so I think no matter what, Forte is going to get his points. I also like Justin Forsett at 7,700. Jacksonville at Baltimore. Baltimore still playing for some. Obviously, Jacksonville is not. Mm. And it's in Baltimore. I think that's a good play, too.
Man,
You put over $18,000 in your running backs.
I put $18,600.
That's crazy, man. Wow. I looked at Le'Veon Bell.
Top receiver, Cody Latimer.
I have one more long shot, and then everybody else is good.
I went the other direction with receivers instead of Le'Veon Bell, but I could easily switch out one of my receivers and go that way. But let's go
you
with
can't
the top.
Do that every week.
No, I'm just saying.
Quit switching shit out, bro.
I'm not switching it, but I may.
You know what? I could do that.
I do like your LeGarrette Blount and Murray idea, because I could switch Joique Bell out and upgrade Josh Gordon now that you freaked me out.
Who you got as receivers besides Gordon?
My receivers are fine. Don't worry about that.
No.
Top receivers.
Josh Gordon.
For projected points are Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and Alshon Jeffrey. For best value, it's Marcus Wheaton, Marquise Wilson, and then Cecil Shorts. The great Cecil Shorts, everybody. I was able to spend quite a bit since I did spend a lot on my QB and running backs. I did go with Antonio Brown. He's
addicted to heroin.
Oh, now I'm freaked out about him. We all know that Roethlisberger loves Brown in the end zone.
He loves Brown.
I was going to say he loves rape. He also loves raping girls.
Well, he also loves throwing to Antonio Brown.
He loves rape and throwing to Antonio Brown.
Yep. And Philadelphia.
He needs a new hobby.
I don't think I have to explain that.
Nope.
It's pretty clear. I also went with Josh Gordon. Again, I think the fact that there's mobile quarterback, I think Manziel has a good arm, man. I don't think he's worse than Hoyer. I think it opens up the field a little bit, and Josh Gordon is an animal. I don't think he's out of shape. He's been working like crazy, knowing that he's coming back from this thing. A lot to prove he's at home. He's 7,800. I don't think that's a lot to spend on Josh Gordon. And then the last guy has
he would
just
be more
been,
if he was in shape.
Yeah, or he had done good in any of the weeks.
He did good his first week. Mm-hmm. He ate a couple cheeseburgers before last week, but he'll be fine this week.
Terrible.
The next guy, Odell Beckham Jr., has been lights out, and he's against Washington this week. Like, he might just get 3 touchdowns this game against Washington.
Yeah,
like, crazy.
Eli and him have been in sync.
Yeah,
he's making crazy catches. Like, he just is easily. It's like there's no question about it. It's his number one target. Just looks to him like, double coverage, fine. I'm going that way. and he's playing out of his mind. So 8,500 on
so many good rookie wide receivers this year. It's unbelievable. I love all of them.
It was crazy watching Watkins against Broncos too.
Watkins, Benjamin, Evans, even the like lower pick ones like Matthews in Philadelphia.
Mike Evans has been crazy too.
Yep. Brown and Arizona. Like there's so many just good freaking wide receivers this year.
I'm going to want you guys to say your receivers because there's a couple like steals that I was looking at, but I want to hear your guys' stuff first.
So I did go with, I don't even know how you say his first name, Marquez Wilson or Marquise Wilson. I don't know. One of the two. But he is kind of jumping in since Brandon Marshall is out. And because I spent so much on these running backs and you'll see a few other players, I had to do one more bargain guy. But I think it's a good matchup. New Orleans, Cutler, you never know with. But he was supposed to be the deep threat, so maybe he'll get a couple deep throws. And he was only 4,500. The next person I have is Kelvin Benjamin. So it's kind of that you got to match your quarterback up with your receiver. Kind of like the person that won 250,000 always has a quarterback and a receiver that went off because you just add up points so quickly that way. So they had Matt Ryan and Julio Jones who went insane. Just as equally as dangerous, Derek Anderson and Kelvin Benjamin. So. Went with that combo.
Well.
But he's very good, and it's a great matchup, Tampa Bay. And then the last one was Beckham Jr. I did the same. I think he's becoming pretty much automatic because they don't really have any other good receivers. Manning is always looking for Beckham, even in the red zone, which is key.
Who's your 4,500? All right, you did a 4,500. I don't understand how you have money for these guys.
Well, believe it, bro. I still have $100 remaining. Maybe I'll upgrade, too.
Maybe I'll buy a tight end, kicker, and defense.
You don't got to get those guys, right? So I went with Marquise Wilson, Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham.
All right. So for my receivers, this is crazy. We just talked about it, but we're kind of proving it right now. The rookie receiver class is just nuts. So I also went with Odell Beckham. I could not have this guy on my team for any more weeks. I'm buying in. You guys have already talked about him. I went with Jordan Matthews for 7,000. I got the little QB receiver combo with Sanchez and Matthews against a suspect, in my opinion, Cowboys defense that they can throw on at home.
Mm-hmm.
And another rookie wide receiver. I didn't even realize I was doing this, but three rookie wide receivers. The only one that I think you didn't mention, Doug, was Dante Moncrief from Indianapolis.
I love
that guy.
I looked at him, too.
I like him, and he's coming on. I thought he'd come along a lot earlier, but he is finally here now, and he's getting more looks. He only had four targets last week, but last few weeks as a whole, he's stepping up. Reggie Wayne is not Reggie Wayne anymore. If you've been watching that, he's also kind of hurt. So Moncrief is sort of a number two receiver now if you don't factor in the tight ends. And they're at home. And I think that for 5,700, that he's kind of a big play guy too. So you could hit the jackpot with that one, especially for that value. But I think between the three of us, guys, so that's nine receivers total. How many receivers do we draft out of the three of us that are not rookies?
All three of mine are rookies.
Yeah, mine too.
It's crazy.
Who yours, Brendan?
Well, if you count how many games Josh Gordon's played, he's still technically in his rookie season.
Total.
Wow. That's a crazy rookie class when you put Josh Gordon in there.
That's funny.
That is nuts, though.
I know. And we drafted Lattimore like second round, and he hasn't done shit.
No.
All these other receivers we could have got sucks.
Well, there's a lot of guys ahead of him on the depth chart. Give it a chance, man.
Name them.
Oh, they're doing pretty good this year.
Just kidding.
The worst one is Wes Welker.
That dude is old as fuck. That guy's aging very poorly, brain-wise.
brain wise.
They say so, like, I guess that's true. Like, they say, like, the older you get, like, your nose still gets bigger, your ears still get bigger, and your helmet gets bigger.
Each year wear a bigger helmet.
So this week I was looking at before I switched to Derek Anderson, I had to save money in my receivers. And I was looking at Harry Douglas with like Roddy White and Julio Jones dinged up a little bit. I was like, Harry Douglas might be a good play at home against Pittsburgh, but fucking Harry Douglas is dinged up too. If he's healthy, I think like that would be something to monitor, because for 5,800, he could be a really good play. I also like in that Moncrief, Harry Douglas cost area, Malcolm Floyd for San Diego this week might get some targets against Denver.
You know, we didn't even mention was Mike Evans too.
Oh my God, how we not mention him?
Unbelievable. And then for the Saints, what's that guy's name?
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
There's so many good receivers. It's crazy. And even Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry. Crazy. And Martavis Bryant. Like,
oh, my God. Davante Adams.
Yeah. It's crazy.
This is, like, more impressive than the 83 QB class.
It is.
Well, it's pretty good. But
it is good.
Numbers-wise, it is. It's not the same position. I get that. But this is a pretty astonishing. It's what, 10 guys that are legit right now.
Yeah. Like, you would consider.
You think that's a testament to, like, the fact that it's an offense, the rules favor the offense right now?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, to a certain extent, but still.
Or do you think it's just that much talent is coming out at wide receivers?
It's crazy. I think this
is amazing.
Looked
at, like, the top 50 receivers, these guys are all way up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, way up. That, like, you know, Beckham Jr.'s top 5 play this week. I would say, like, Mike Evans on the year and Kelvin Benjamin, they're...
I would say most of those are in the top 30.
And if you watch like a Mike Evans or Odell Beckham play, they look on the field like they should be awesome.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, tight ends, guys. What do we got?
Tight ends. Let's take a look at the spreadsheet.
Matthew McConaughey.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
All right. Jimmy Graham, Martellus Bennett, Heath Miller. Top projected point scores with the weighted average. And then the best values are going to be Heath Miller, Dwayne Allen, and then Martellus Bennett. Chris, what'd you go with?
I went with a really boring pick here. I was trying to get Gronk, but it would just sabotage too much of the rest of my lineup this week. So I took Larry Donnell at 5,200. Donnell, such a hot name from earlier in the year.
Yeah, you called that one early this year. I kind of rode that Donnell wave, and it petered out.
It's not a very good wave.
I know.
More of a paddleboard one.
So the reason I took him, again, I don't love him, but I do like him for 5,200 when compared to the tight ends that are around him. I took him because the Giants' pass offense as a whole is doing a lot better than it used to be doing, which is probably why he's not seeing as many targets in a weird way. But he's also playing that really shitty Washington team. I just think he's going to have an opportunity in the red zone for one or two cheapies. So for 5,200, I liked my odds there.
Yeah, they're going to be in catch-up mode against Washington.
Yeah.
Doug, who'd you go with?
Besides Gronkowski, I hate all tight ends now. Jimmy Graham's in that list with me now. I freaking had him last 2 weeks. I cannot believe how bad he struggled. I don't know what's going on there, so I was not about to do that again, even though...
Saints aren't the Saints, man. It's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, but they even when they played Pittsburgh and went off, he had zero targets. I mean, how do you even explain that? So I went... I struggled really hard with this, but I went with Kobe Fleener. I think Kobe Fleener is one of those players that, not the greatest player, but when he plays bad teams, I think that him and Luck make a lot of connections. I feel this way about like Eddie Royal or somebody. They're players that are not, if you're playing a good defense, they don't know really how to get open. But when they're playing bad defenses, I think they have big games. So I went with Kobe Fleener at 6,300.
You know what? I got to change something really quick. It says it says the Dwayne Allen was 3,300, so I have to readjust this.
Recalculate.
I think recalculate. Let's see. Where does Kobe Fleener is supposed to be projected at 10. But then Jimmy Graham pumps into that, so great. I went with Martellus Bennett. Brandon Marshall's out.
He's done.
And Martellus Bennett saw like a record, just like I think it was like 14 targets or something crazy last week. He's 6,200. I am with you, Doug. Like as far as like with Julius Thomas out, unless you can get Gronk, I just don't know. I know Greg Olson's been doing well, but Gronk is like kind of the only sure thing to score. I feel like you can trust him to score a touchdown each week. Martellus Bennett, I feel like, is the only other safe choice that Cutler feels really comfortable with. Like, I'm not sure what they're going to do. Who did you have, Doug? You had somebody else in your lineup that
I had Greg Olson, then I had Jimmy Graham. I couldn't do it. But
no, who did you have as a receiver in Brandon Marshall's place?
Oh, Marquez Wilson.
Okay, yeah. I went the other direction and thought that they were going to target Bennett instead.
I think Bennett's a very good pick with Marshall out.
I think it's a safer pick than Wilson. Wilson's a
absolutely,
you know, boom or bust kind of deal.
Yep.
But you already know he likes Bennett, so.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a much safer pick. But how much was Bennett?
He was 6,200, and yeah. New Orleans terrible against. Well, their defense isn't against great, but they're terrible anything. Against tight ends. Yeah, they're terrible against
anything against offenses.
Offenses.
Or defenses.
Against teams.
Against team football teams. they're in first place. Don't worry about it.
Crazy.
All right. Let's
do you kinda these. You kinda want like I want them to beat each other up and the team that wins it to have like 5 wins. I think it'd be fucking so hilarious.
I think they say that the winner will probably be 7-9, and they'll have a home game.
Be awesome if they were 6-10, though.
It would be awesome, but here's the thing. So for people that say like it's not fair or whatever, it's also not fair to the team that gets to play them. It's such an easy team to have to play
in the
playoffs.
So it's the AFC North, right?
Yeah.
They get to play the NFC North, and then so NFC that's North, why all their teams are above 500 is because they're playing – all those loser teams. It's not fair to the rest of the AFC that we have to play the good teams.
I know.
We have to play the NFC West this year. It's fucking crazy.
I know. That is weird.
I disagree a little bit on this because I kind of feel like that's kind of the, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of the fun with it. It's also interesting how that used to be one of the toughest divisions. Like it's just can switch so fast.
You agree with it because we have good teams. If we had a team that was 11-5 and a 6-10 team was hosting a playoff game, you'd be very frustrated.
Well, what if you're a fan of either of those 4 teams and you're like, oh my God, we have 4 wins and we're still in it?
But you would know it's bullshit. You would know that you don't deserve it to be in the playoffs.
You would.
It'd be like the Denver Nuggets getting a home playoff game this year or something. I'd be like, no, this doesn't make any sense. We got to do something.
All right.
But it's also bullshit, too, because when, like, if you have a bye, you want the wild card teams to just beat the shit out of each other. So that you have a better.
Or you want a chance of an upset, shape. And, like, maybe you get.
Right.
That, too, yeah.
No.
Ugh, whatever.
Brendan loves it.
He loves loser teams.
What's the alternative?
The best teams make the playoffs.
Yeah.
No matter what?
What a crazy idea.
Do we even matter AFC, NFC?
Yeah, you do. You still have AFC, NFC. But
oh, well, why do we draw the line there, guys? Why?
His mind is blown. The good teams make the playoffs.
Well,
what other ideas do you have?
What's the difference? Why does it matter AFC, NFC?
What do you
the
mean?
The best teams in each conference should play and then decide.
Why? What is that? Why because do you draw the line?
Because it's comparable. So, like, the 6 best teams in the AFC are comparable to the 6 best teams in the NFC.
There's sure seasons where the AFC is totally.
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
NFC.
No, it's not like that. It's so, not,
like
it's
below
not where,
500.
It's not where a 6-10 team makes the playoffs. if it was that
I
way.
I would be willing to give up the home field for the division winner if their record's crap.
That's a very nice concession, Brennan. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now
win-win.
You give up something. Now you give up something.
All right. It'll be funny to see how that plays out. And you know how crazy it is? It's kind of like how Seattle won with a 7-9, then they won that playoff game. It's, you know, if you're hosting a playoff game in the NFL, you have a good chance of winning that just because home games in the playoffs do mean a lot. And I feel so bad for whatever team has to go to Atlanta when they're all riled up as the champions. Like, I don't know. I'd be so pissed if my team has 4 more wins and we have to go there.
I think what Brendan wants is like the way they do it in the English Premier League. You guys,
relegation.
I want people to get relegated.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You lose, you're out of the fucking league.
I want 2 NFL football leagues. One of them plays in the summer, and those teams are shitty.
That's the XFL.
No, I want 2 leagues, and man, I want like, because the cool thing about this would be if there was 2 different. This is a big tangent before we talk about kickers. But I like the idea of having like the premier teams, like the best teams, and they always play each other. So it's always high competition. And then kind of the lower tier teams play each other. So there's still that high competition. And at the end of the year, if your team is in the premier, even if at the end of the season, if they're losing, like you still have something to cheer for because you do not want your team to get relegated into that shitty league. Or if you're on the other side of it, your team has a chance to like win the shitty Super Bowl, and now next year they get to play with the big dogs again. Mm-hmm. Fucking awesome.
I think it is very cool. I'd be so sad if we got relegated.
Well,
fucking A.
Can you imagine the amount of trash talk?
The trash talk would go through, that would make trash talking a whole nother level.
You get arrested.
The Broncos are good. Yeah.
You're arrested. Oh,
it'd be so awesome because only the good teams would play each other. I think it'd be great.
All right, you're in. Make that happen.
I'm gonna call my friend who knows a lot about football tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
I expect my phone to ring.
He's not on this call right now.
Damn it!
You're talking about foosball, right?
Kickers. Let's talk about some kickers.
Right. As you know, I've spent a lot of money, so I went with Carol Santos. He's playing Oakland at home.
Ooh, the Egyptian sensation.
4,500.
Carol Santos.
I also went with Carol Santos for similar reasons.
No money. It's a good matchup.
I went with Connor Barth.
All right.
Homer.
Oh, yeah. Blunt.
I think that's all we need to talk about, kickers.
Kansas City Chiefs for my defense. Eat it.
I also went with Kansas City. I think that's...
I did.
Go ahead.
Spend some money here. I took Seattle at home against Colin Kaepernick.
God. Of all the times for Kaepernick to be going into Seattle.
This is the time to spend money on Seattle and on D. It's really not that much. Like, $5,500.
I didn't have any money.
At home.
Yeah.
I mean,
Why do I feel like Kaepernick is going to go off? I just feel it. I know it's going to happen.
He's not going to go off at Seattle. There's no way.
He's
terrible against them, famously.
He's going off, guys.
Doug,
he's gonna run for 240 yards.
Off to kill him.
He's gonna go off and kill himself.
Going off to film a beats by.
He's going off the Golden Gate Bridge.
That was.
All right, let me hear you guys' teams. Just give me 1 second. This is our listener's favorite part, and.
All right. Hold on, let me make a couple adjustments. Josh Gordon, down.
Don't try this again. All right, B, let me hear it.
Helped me last time. Helped me a lot. Derek Anderson,
uh-huh.
Dan Heron,
yep.
Joik Bell, mm-hmm. Antonio Brown, Josh mm-hmm. Gordon, Odell Beckham Jr., Martellus Bennett, Connor Barth, and the Chiefs at home against Oakland.
Chiefs. Okay, Chris, hit me.
Sanchez, Le'Veon Bell, LeGarrette Blount, Odell Beckham, Jordan Matthews, Dante Moncrief, Larry Donnell, Santos, and the Seahawks.
Okay. I really want to figure out a way to upgrade to Moncrief from Wilson. I may have to...
How much was Wilson?
$4,500. It's crazy. But my team, besides that, is Derek Anderson, Le'Veon Bell, Matt Forte, Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham, Kobe Fleener, Santos, and the Chiefs. So pretty stacked besides that one guy.
Have you entered your team yet? I feel like you're going to be like $2,000.
I have an negative. Extra $100, Brendan.
Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah. I know you're jealous of this team. I understand.
But I'm not. I'm actually very happy with my team.
Yeah, right. You'd rather have Aaron than Forte, huh?
All right. Yes. We can get you some Moncrief. Ready? This is how we do it.
Okay. Hit me.
We could go. You could downgrade Forte to.
I could do Forsett. I like Forsett.
Yeah.
What about LeSean McCoy? Could you do that? Or CJ Anderson?
Let's see. How much is Moncrief?
I like CJ Anderson this week, too.
Moncrief's 57, so I need 1,200. And I have 100 to spare, so I need 1,100. So it needs to be 7,900.
Oh, I like T.Y. this week, too. Would you rather have Moncrief or T.Y. Hilton? Would you rather have Antonio Brown or T.Y. Hilton this week?
I think if I did Forsett... and then I can do Forsett and Moncrief.
Questions?
Yeah.
You can go
Forsett and Moncrief.
You could go Latavius Murray, Moncrief, Gronkowski.
Murray.
Whoa.
Ooh, whoa. That's not bad either. Yeah, I might do that. I don't want Murray, really. I don't really trust that guy.
25 carries last week.
At Kansas City? I don't know.
All right.
I'm already choosing the Chiefs D because they suck.
Hey, what about what about with Jamal Charles sort of injured? Is Niall Davis an option this week?
Well, is he sort of injured? Do you know more than that? Seriously?
They said they'd update tomorrow.
Yeah, like they said
definitely if he's hurt, that's a great play.
Tinder.
Yes, that's a great play.
Yeah. He's on Tinder.
He's on Tinder?
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's what they say. All right, guys.
His ankle was tender.
Chris, make sure you enter our $5 league so we can keep track of our scores and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I never got an invite.
Oh, baloney.
I would have fucking won. Of course, I wish I did that.
No, I think Brendan might have won.
Yeah, right. Now I know I didn't get an invite.
I do. He had. Who are your two running backs? Brendan, last
you talking
week?
To me?
Yeah, last week you had Bell and.
Hold on.
You had Joik Bell, right?
No, we had
Le'Veon.
Joik Bell did awesome too.
Yeah, Joik Bell. If you did the two Bells, you would have been set.
Let me check this out. History. Leave this page. Things freaking out.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, and CJ Anderson.
Yeah, great.
That guy sucked.
Oh yeah, he only had 3 touchdowns, dickhead.
I could get Anderson.
You know who didn't do great? Richard Rodgers.
Oh, we didn't talk about Richard Rodgers
in the neighborhood.
Oh my god. Chris, when you texted Rodgers is going off, I fucking cracked up so hard.
That guy was so bad.
He didn't have a catch, did he?
Three passes in a row to Corliss.
It's like, uh-oh. Time to go to bed.
My diehard Green Bay Abercrombie and Fitch friends.
I was up by 60. Rodgers isn't doing anything. Let me go to bed. Oh, crap. Now I've lost my fucking playoffs and Rodgers.
And my respect.
Rodgers now works at a cheese plant.
Steak and Shake.
Did you talk to that guy that told you to pick Rodgers?
Yeah, I talked to him. I was like, what the fuck, man? He was like, oh, yeah, Corliss, though. He's good, too. Yeah, you dick.
So, I kept looking for him on the field. I never saw that guy once.
Ugh. They look different with their helmets on. I think he was out there a lot.
Yeah, he probably was. There was a Rodgers out there. I don't think it was him.
Yeah, well, there was a Rodgers for Green Bay. He did quite well.
I think he actually had zero catches on zero targets.
It was exactly that.
Do you think that there's some people that are not good at FanDuel that see Green Bay Rodgers?
Oh, you know,
not,
you know what? You know
I'm
what
not convinced that
Hold
you
on,
didn't think that.
I got to tell you this. This guy told me, the guy who told me to play that said his cousin won $22,000. $22,000 on FanDuel.
Who awesome. Did?
The same guy who told me to play Roderick Rodgers.
Nope. Not true.
That's the second lie he's told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I played Rodgers. He got zero, but I did win $22,000, so it's cool. It's all good.
He's the worst. I hate this guy.
He's a pretty nice guy.
Does he listen to the podcast?
I hope not.
All right, guys.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Good luck in your matchups this week. Go
hey,
Broncos.
Can I say one thing before we sign off?
Yeah.
Sure. I feel like we're going to have... This is that time of year where if you didn't make your fantasy playoffs for your year-long leagues, the weeklies kind of really increase in volume. So if you are new to FanDuel or whatever your company is that does a weekly league, welcome. And please check out the spreadsheet. And I know Brendan explained it earlier. Doug worked really hard on that. And it's a great resource for people that are unfamiliar with this format. So... welcome, and especially to you new folks, good luck.
Yo!
Good luck, everyone.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me. Started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.